So Rabbi Cohen asked me if I would be willing to come here and talk about some of the halachic topics that emerge in the sugyas in Gittin. So I was flattered to be offered the opportunity. So what we do is go through, we'll start off with some of the sugyas here and segue into the halacha to see how certain things play out lemaisa in the realm of the Seder HaGet. So the Gemara, I'm Lamed Beis in our Masechta, in the beginning of the fourth parak, discusses the parsha of Bittul HaGet, how one can nullify the effectiveness of a get. And the Gemara presents the Machlokas Amarayim towards the bottom of Amud Beis, Imar Bifnei Kamahu Mevatlo, five lines to the bottom of the two dots, in front of how many people is it necessary for the Bittul HaGet to be effective. Nachman Amar Bifnei Shnayim, Rav Sheshis Amar Bifnei Shalosh. The Machlokas, do you need two people or three people for the Bittul to be effective? Rav Sheshis Amar Bifnei Gimbal Bezing Sani. Now the din in the Mishnah was that you're mevatel lefnei bezdin. Bezdin means three. And Rav Nachman Amar Bifnei Beis lebei trei nami bezdin karilu. Sometimes we can refer to two people as constituting a bezdin as well. And the Gemara quotes an example from Prizwal where there's a reference to bezdin, even though we're talking about two people as dayanim. So it happens to be that this is the only place in the Masechta where there's a reference to a bezdin involved in a get. The question is, to what extent, if ever, do you need a bezdin as part of a seder haget? So in the back of Shulchan Aruch discusses Hilchos Gittin from Evan Ezra Simon Kuf Yates through Simon Kuf Mandalit. And at the conclusion of Simon Kuf Mandalit, the Shulchan Aruch prints the Seder Haget, which was not written by the Mechaber, it's written by the Marin Margolios, which is a presentation of step-by-step, how are you Mesader Haget? How to guide to be Mesader Haget. So in the Seder Haget there, the Piskei Tshuva, which is a collection of summary of the Tshuva literature through the beginning of the 19th century, the Piskei Tshuva there has a lengthy discussion about whether it's necessary to have a bezdin for a Seder Haget. So he begins by pointing out that we don't really find anywhere in the whole Masechta or anywhere in Shas that there's a necessity to have a bezdin for a get. Definitely not for the writing of a get, and even for the delivery of a get, for the Mesiras a get, or the Nesinas a get from the husband to the wife, you don't find that there's a need for a bezdin. After all, the Gemara tells us in the end of Baba Basra, Perek Get Pashut, most of the halachas of Gittin are found in our Masechta, but some of the halachas, particularly as referred relate to Shtaros, the Shtar aspects of a get are found in the end of Baba Basra. So in Perek Get Pashut, Dafka Fayin Dalid, the Gemara there has a rhetorical expression, Atu called him a garish or beidina begarish. Is it really true that anyone who gets a get, everyone who gets a get, does on bezdin? It's a rhetorical question, meaning it's not true. You don't need a bezdin for a seder haget, and you don't need a bezdin for a mesiras haget. So the Piskei Tshuva points out that off the bat, it does not appear that you need a bezdin in order to have a get. You need a mesader gittin, the person to officiate. You need a sofer to write the get. And you need Eidei Chasima and Eidei Mesira. You need Eidim for the get. Typically, the Eidei Chasima will double as the Eidei Mesira. But aside from that, you don't need a bezdin of three dayanim to observe the whole procedure in addition to the Eidim and to the sofer. And sometimes it could be that the sofer could double with Mesader as well. Yeah.
Like if the husband was Chasam and sofer, he could.
So the husband, so in Shulchan Aruch, we pass him that a husband is not allowed to write his own get. Even though if you open the Gemara, from start to finish, that basis, that sadi, doesn't say anywhere that husband can't write a get. If anything, the husband is the one that's supposed to write the get. But because there are a number of so many chumras involved in the writing of a get, so we pass in the Shulchan Aruch the minhag for centuries that a husband is not allowed to write a get, because we're concerned that he may come to be ma'arer on the kashrus haget and try to trick us by doing something which may be objectionable that we won't catch. So for centuries, since
but nice if he did write the get,
he wrote the get, so the Diavid who probably would be kasher. If we were able to procure another get written by a designated sofer, we'd probably do that. But Malcolm Egon, if we have a situation where the husband wrote a get and there's no way of securing another get, we'd probably be master assuming that it was done in Kala. But under normal circumstances, you have a Masader, a sofer, and sometimes a Masader, if the sofer is a mumcha, he could double as a Masader.
The kitten that I've been at, yeah. It was a duel.
Okay.
From not to Greenblatt.
Yes, not there's always a dual.
But he also writes it.
He writes it and he's beside him. He does that. He's not just a one man show. Except for the Aedis, that he can't do himself. But in the more established, if not there's a traveling Bessin, but in the more established Bate Din, usually you have a Misadi who's distinct from the sofa, right? Not always. But be that as may, you have the sofa, you have the Misadi, and you have to aid him. But you wouldn't necessarily need to have a Bez Din in addition to those personalities. However, there is one situation in which we do require a Bez Din, even according to this initial understanding, and that is the Rama Paskin in Simon Kuf Mem Beis, Sif Dalet, that strictly speaking, when you have a get Ayide Shliach, so the husband appoints, the husband is not able for geographic constraints or practical constraints, he's not able to give a get directly to his wife, so he appoints a Shliach, a Halacha, a Shliach to deliver the get to his wife. So that husband appoints a Shliach, and the Shliach goes to deliver the get, and the Shliach has to say, B'fani Nifta, B'fani Nechta. He has to testify that the get was written and signed in his presence. Right? Melech get and Dina Sayyam. So, strictly speaking, that declaration, B'fani Nifta, B'fani Nechta, can be recited in the presence of two people. It'll serve as Edim that this person testified that the get was written and signed in his presence. However, the Mechaber Paskins in Simon Kuf Mem Beis that if the Shaliach is a Karov to one of the Edim, so then you can't count him as an Aid to listen to the testimony of Panei Nechtam, then you have to have a Bez Din of three. So the Rama Paskins is a Chumrah that in order so you shouldn't come to get confused about a situation where maybe one of them is a Karov, one of them is not a Karov, so across the board you should be Machmir that you always have an additional three people to hear the Shliach testimony of Fani Nefta and Fani Nefta. So if you have a get Aide Shliach, you should have three people in addition to the Shliach present at the...
So two Aidim and the Sadr get could be the Beis Din?
Right. And then the Rama has an additional Chumrah that a second Yesh Mechbirim, and we try to do this whenever possible. The second Chumrah is that you should have a Beis Din that's distinct from the Aidim and the Shliach. You should have a Shliach, you should have two Aidim, and that should all be done in the presence of an additional three Dayanim. So when we have a Mesiris Haget Aide Shliach, where the Aide Chasim are not the same as Aide Mesira, the get was written in New York, and the get was sent to Tel Aviv, so when they deliver the get in Tel Aviv, they're going to have a Shliach, they're going to have two Aidim, in addition to that, they'll have a Bez Din of three. So that's the one case where we are Machmir, if possible, to have a Bez Din for the Mesiris Haget. Yeah.
When I was an Aide by get, Ramnata told the husband,
right.
Okay, listen to me, very direct. He said, one of the things he commanded him, says, you are now my shliach to write this get, and to even, he made it tonight even through the post office, that if you would deliver the get via mail.
Right, so that's the standard nusach in the harsha, that even, or the minu shliach, that you can even send it be-dowar.
So
that's the rush.
So the U.S. postman has got to bring a Beis Din?
The U.S. postman is not the shliach. What that means is that strictly speaking, I appoint one shliach to deliver the get. The husband appoints a shliach. So that shliach is also empowered to appoint another shliach instead if he's not able to fulfill the shlichus. In the standard mino shlichus, where the husband appoints a shliach, excuse me, he gives him the right to appoint another shliach instead. And that shliach can appoint another shliach, afilah me'a shluchim, after 100 shluchim. So that in that authorization, the shliach is also authorized, if necessary, to appoint a second shliach shalom b'fanav. Meaning, strictly speaking, what should happen is that the husband appoints Reuven as his shliach. Reuven, for whatever reason, is not able to travel to Tel Aviv to appoint to deliver the get himself. He's going to appoint another shliach who is going to travel to Tel Aviv. So the simplest way of doing that, which we never do because it's impractical, but the simplest halachic way of doing it would be to find someone on the next flight to Tel Aviv, and the shliach is going to appoint him as a shliach sheni and give him the get to deliver it to the Beis Din in Tel Aviv.
Which is mail the get to the Beis Din.
So practically what we do is that we'll send it through some kind of secure mail and have a minu shliach sheni shalom b'fano. And there's an allowance that the shliach rishon, the first shliach, can appoint a second shliach even not in the presence of the second shliach. If he makes that appointment in front of a bathroom. So there's a machlokas we showed him in the sigis in the beginning of the fourth parak, whether you're allowed to send a get through a guy. I mean, the guy is obviously not going to be, the non-Jew is not going to be the shaliach, but can you give him the get to deliver to another Jewish shaliach? So that's my focus. The Gaonim, the Hag. So we're makel on that. The Tzach and the Shulchan Aruch that were makel on that. So you'd be allowed to send the get through some kind of secure mail as long as there's some identifying simon. You could identify the get when he reaches Tel Aviv and the point is Shliach Sheni, Shalava Fanim, not in his presence. Okay.
When you talk about putting it through the FedEx for U.S. mail, that is, that action of sending it from point A to point B is called Shlichus?
No. That action is called getting it from point A to point B. Shlichus is that I appoint...
What does Halacha call that?
So, Halacha calls that sending it in the mail. That's not a...
That is
called a Maisa Kof, an act of a monkey. So you can have the mailman deliver the get to the shliach, you can have a monkey deliver the get. Usually mailmen are more liable than monkeys, although it depends on the country. So that's called a Maisa Kof. That's not of halachic significance. But in the appointment of the shliach, that dispensation is included, so everyone should understand what's going on, that if necessary, the get could be transported through post, through the mail, to get to the second shliach.
Yeah, you see, a wife, she doesn't want a divorce for some whatever reason. She's just stuck with sugar or whatever. The husband wants to divorce his wife. So, but she can't, he can never give it to her. So could he, in front of Adam, put the get in an envelope, mail it to his wife, and say in front of the get, you know, the Adam, whatever he has to say, and then when she opens it, is it Rishus now? Does that have to be in front of Adam?
That does have to be in front of Adam.
Yeah.
It has to be in front of Adam, it has to, and we have a Chayim Bein Gershom, where it's a Kanser Bein Gershom, we can't be Megarshim to Bakarfa. There are many other reasons that doesn't work. I think we're getting a little bit too far.
But the bottom line is, it has to be in front of Adam, though.
It has to be in front of Adam, yes. It has to be in front of Adam. Okay. So that's the chum of the Ramah here, that in the situation where you deliver a get ayidei shliach, and the Eidei Chasima are not the ones who are functioning with Eidei Mesira, that should be done in front of a Bezim. Short of that, Piskei Tshuva points out that we don't find any indication that the get has to be given in front of a Bezim. However, the Piskei Tshuva then quotes a Tshuva of the Noda Behuda. The Noda Behuda is of the opinion that, in fact, you do need a Bezim for Mesira Saget. He quotes a couple of riots to that effect. Excuse me. Number one, as a Rashi in the beginning of Sanhedrin. First mission Sanhedrin lists all the things you need a bezin for, and the size of the bezin that you need. Sometimes you need a bezin of gimel, sometimes you need a bezin of kaf gimel. So one of the things listed in the mission that you need a bezin of gimel for is miyum. In a situation in which a young girl is orphaned from her father, and her brothers marry her off as a ketana, she has the ability to nullify that marriage down the road, and she becomes a gadol, and that's called niyan. That process has to be overseen by a bezin of three. So Rashi there says that how do you know that you need a bezin of three for niyan? Because called the tikkun rabbanu came the rice of tikkun. That institution of a bezin for niyan is a rabbinic enactment, but every rabbinic enactment is modeled after a din d'oraisa. So the Noda Behuda presumes that the din d'oraisa that Rashi is referencing is the regular way to terminate a marriage, which is a get. So the implication of that Rashi is that you need a bezin in order to have a normal procedure of a seer haget or a seer haget. And the Noda Behuda thinks that you need a get across the board anytime you recite a get to witness a seer. Some of the other Mar Makomas quoted in this context is a Targum Yonasan on the Pasuk, the Pasuk of Sefer Krisus. The Targum Yonasan says, adds the word Bebedin. And Rabbi Felder, Zebrano Levracha from Toronto, in the Sefer Nachla Svi, which is a wonderful work on Hilchas Gittin. Volume 1 is on Geirus, Volume 2 is on Gittin. So that's probably the first contemporary Sefer that presents Hilchas Gittin with all the later day Mar Makamos. So Rabbi Felder there has another Mar Makamim note. He says, if you look carefully in the Gemara Bava Basra that we started with, The Gemara we quoted says, Atu called the Megarish, Bebedina Megarish, which we understood to be rhetorical. Is it really true that everyone who has a get doesn't bez in? Obviously not. So the Rebbeinu Gershon there on the side of the Gemara has adds into words. He adds in one word, and he says, Atu called the Megarish, Bebedina Rabba Megarish. Is it true that everyone who is involved in a seder or get goes to the bez in a gadol? No, it's sufficient to have a bezin of three. So if you read that Rabbeinu Gershom, it's not that Rabbeinu Gershom is allowing for, or at least eliminating the significance of that Gemara in this discussion as not being a raya that you don't need a bezin for Messias again. The bottom line, the Piskei Shuva concludes that the Hachra of Achronim is against the Nodim Yehuda. Most poskim assume you do not need to get a bezin from Messias Saget. But nevertheless, the Piskei Shuva writes that out of deference for the opinion of the Nodim Yehuda, it's better to be Machmir to have a bezin present for the Messias Saget. Now, this is connected. The question of whether you need a bezin for Mesiras Aged is very strongly connected to the question of whether you can be Mesader Aged Balaila. The Nodeh Behuda quotes the Tshuva of Elia Mizrahi. Elia Mizrahi bases himself on the Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah writes that what is not permitted to be Mesader Aged at night, you can't have a Mesiras Aged Balaila, because a Mesiras Aged is considered like Tfilas Din. And the Din is you can't start a Bezdin procedure at night. Bezdin can mean at night. If they start in the daytime, they can continue into the night, but you can't start a Bezdin procedure at night. So the Or Zeruah thinks that a Bezdin, that a get proceeding, a Mesiras Aged, is considered like Tfilas Din, because the get proceeding is the beginning of the resolution of all end of marriage issues, including the Gvia Saksuba. And the Gvia Saksuba is a Maisa Bezdin, so the Mesiras Aged is the beginning of that process, and therefore you can't have a Mesiras Aged Balayla, because Ain done in Balayla. So that is, there are a couple of Ramas that at first glance contradict each other, but the poskim, the Nozze Kelim resolve them. Yeah.
Side question. Mm-hmm. When does the husband and wife fulfill their suva obligation? When is it done, before the get is given or after the get is given?
So that could be done either way. You can resolve all issues before the get is given. You can resolve the issues after the get is given. That is no requirement that it has to be done in either order.
Why did God do suva for the bezin being at night? The issue of getting a get at night, but if you know the Yehuda, you need to get the get.
No, so the Yehuda is only working. The Nodeh Behuda is only working off the Or Zeruah. I mean, how do you know that you need a bezin for Mesiras Aged? It's because you can't do Mesiras Aged Balayla. The fact that you can't do Mesiras Aged Balayla indicates that it's a Maisa Bezin. Therefore,
you can't. What's the Maisa Bezin? The giving of the get or the Maisa
Aged? So the way the Or Zeruah presents it is they're both considered part of a process, but you could have said that the Nesinos Aged, the Mesiras Aged, is Sofdin. You could have said that's the end of the process. If it's the end of the process, maybe you could do the Mesiras Aged at night, but that's the end of something that's started before. Or the Ruah is saying it's not the end of a process, it's the beginning of a process, because it's a lead into the Vias of Tzuvah. Now, the Nodeh Behuda's point exists independently of the Ruah, but he works off the Ruah. You could divorce the two issues, pardon the pun, but the presentation is that it's more likely to assume that if you can't do a Mesiras Aged Balayla, it's more likely that that's a Maisa Bezdin, and you need a Bezdin for the Mesiras Aged. So the Rama Paskins in the end of Simon Kuf Kaf Gimel, he quotes the Trumas Hadeshen, that Trumas Hadeshen discusses many issues related to how do you determine when the beginning of night is halachically. If you daven Marv early, so that's the whole literature. If you daven Marv early, is that considered night? Lagabe Tosef HaShabbos, Lagabe Yisr Malacha, Lagabe Hesek Tara, Lagabe Seder Aged, etc. So in the context of the Trumas Hadeshen addresses many of these issues, the Truma Sadeshan writes that after the Tzibur Davins Maariv, we're talking about a one minion town where the only minion for Maariv is after Plag. So once the Tzibur Davins Maariv, once the Tzibur Davins Maariv, you can't be Misadar get anymore. You can't be Misadar get at night. So then there's another Ummah that isn't as strong. What emerges, bottom line, is that technically speaking, we paskin that a get could be, the lechachil is that a get should not be written and given. And again, we're talking about the discussion of a get at night is where the ksiva and the mesira all take place in the same window. If you were to write a get in the daytime and do the mesira at night, that's definitely no good, because that's a shtar muktam. Those are the sixth and second parak. That doesn't work, period. The discussion here about a get at night is if you do everything at night. So lechachilo, we try to avoid doing a get at night out of deference to the Rosarua and the Psak of the Ramah over here. That sounds like we should avoid it. But if push comes to shove, but Malcolm Egan, so we'll allow for a Mesiris to get at night. So you know, when we schedule Gittin, we always schedule in the daytime, unless it's a situation where we think that there's a possibility that if we don't do it right now, the husband's going to run away, there won't be a get forthcoming. So every now and then we'll do a get at night because we're worried it's not going to happen otherwise.
With the actual husband or push off the next day with Rosh Shliach?
It's better to do a get at night with the actual husband, you know, with everything there together. So
it might start the basin goes then in terms of what's required or what is done the katchil on terms.
So the corollary to this is the fact that even though the Piskei Tshuva recommends that it's better to be choshish for the Nodbi Yehuda, we're really the mice most about the din or not. So practically speaking, we're not in Eretz Yisrael. They're machmir about this. In Eretz Yisrael, all the batei din rabbanim always have a best and present for the whole get proceeding. But in America, most Beit Din are not knocking for this. The Toronto Beit Din is. But most Beit Din are not. Because in principle, we assume the whole slew of Achronim that the Piskei Tshuva quotes, that it's not a Beis of Beit Din. It's really very questionable why it should be considered a Beis of Beit Din, why it shouldn't be a Beit Din. So we generally are not mocked for that at all. Unless it's a Mesiris Aget, like the Ramah that we quoted, where it's Ayid Shliach, then we'll have a Beit Din. But for regular Seder Aget, the husband and the wife are both present. Everything happens Bas Achas. So we're not machmir that there should be a best in presence.
Does anyone of you to mention what he thinks was the minig in his time? It's pukkazi. In other words, it was not something which is an obscure kind of how is getting taken place.
Right. So apparently in Prague,
the door before and the door before.
Right. So apparently in Prague they had a best in.
But his time.
Right.
No, but I'm saying, but
what was done? In my recollection, I haven't seen the tshuva inside in a long time. My recollection is that he's not misyaches to what has happened, but it sounds like he writes this is what it should be.
Right, I understand. It's one of the things where it should be documentable, even.
Right.
Just ask what's done in Prague and what's done elsewhere.
Right. I mean, we do have a notion when it comes to Gittin, especially of Shilolo Hosilazel, Gittin and Rishonim, that we try not to make innovations or chumras because we worry that we don't want to cast dispersions on Gittin that were done generations earlier without these chumras. But my recollection is, in Lubbi Huda is not misyachis to what was done previously, but he thinks that's what should be done. So again, Lamaisa, most Batid in America are not mocked for this. And in Eretz Yisrael, they are. In Eretz Yisrael, they try to push all the time that the American Batei Din should only be Masada get with the Bezin present. But it's not always practical to have six people present for every Seder get. In principle, we don't think it's necessary for them. Yeah.
Three Shomer Shabbos people.
So at least one of them needs to be a mumcha. And I guess technically speaking, if you have two other Shomer Shabbos people, that would be sufficient. But there is a preference that people should know what they're doing. We have the notion of Kol Mishena Yodei Gittin VeKedushin Lo Yehi. The person doesn't know Hilchos Gittin well, he shouldn't be involved in the practical aspects of Gittin. Technically speaking, that would be accounted for if one of the people involved is a mumch and the other others just come along. But our preference is that they should at least be holding somewhat in what it means to be a Seder get. Okay, looks like we're about out of time, so just to summarize for 60 seconds, as far as the issue of being misadar get balayla, l'chachila we avoid it, but in situations where it's unnecessary, where it's necessary, we will do it at night. I have been involved in a number of gittin at night that just had to be done at night, be it Erev Erev Pesach at night once, or Mosei Perma night once. These things do happen. In terms of the necessity,
well, DK, you did
the night before. Why
would someone get divorced before
whatever. And as far as the Bezdin, so we don't, for most aspects of the Seder, again, we don't insist on a Bezdin. And Mirza Shem tomorrow night, we'll discuss more some aspects of having a Bezdin present for the Seder.